The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. And welcome to this episode of today's special under the topic of the moral conduct of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Be with us. Today, Monday, is the 8th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 30th of January 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 207 from the Holy Quran, and then we come back, learn more about its points.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَءُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ.
And of the people is he who sells himself, seeking means to the approval of Allah. And Allah is kind to his servants.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The commentators totally had said that this verse was revealed about and in the praise of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Shia's first imam, after that he readily slept in the bed of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, on the night known as Laylatul Mabit. This idea is in wide scale famous so that none can deny it but a pagan or a crazy one. Many of the Muslim scholars have confessed to the fact. The late Allama Amini, one of the greatest Islamic scholars, has mentioned the name of such scholars in his famous book, Al-Qadir. In this part, a role model for authorities of Islamic societies. This is today's special. He, Imam Ali, best model for the rulers of Islamic society, is the Holy Prophet of Islam. The best model for the rulers of the Islamic societies is the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. All needs and acts of the Holy Prophet of Islam were for the sake of Allah. He did not do anything in his life except for the pleasure of Allah. Therefore, if the Muslim rulers intend to establish a just and healthy society, they must follow his example. Also, another infallible personality who followed the example of the Holy Prophet of Islam was the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib. His deeds and practices as a ruler of the Islamic territories, as well as when he was not in power, show that all his deeds and creed was only for the sake of Allah. So the authorities in Islamic societies who only intend to follow their master should seek their success in sincere intentions and rejection of hypocrisy and exhibition. They should purify the society from the corruption caused by flatterers and sycophants and those living faith for pleasure.
You know the story about the widow, Amir al-Mu'mineen. He was the Khalifa at the time. And he saw a widow carrying, she was walking with her orphans in the street. She was carrying some heavy bags, a heavy load. The Imam alayhi salam, of course the Imam, you know, he doesn't have an entourage of bodyguards. There's no motorcade. He's not even, if you were to look at him and you didn't know Ali ibn Abi Talib, you would think that it's just an average person. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the Khalifa of an empire that covers 50 countries on today's map. He sees a widow and he offers to help. When he offers her help, she says, May God bless you. May Allah reward you. And may God never forgive Ali ibn Abi Talib. If it was you and I, we would say, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm Ali ibn Abi Talib. What are you saying? He doesn't even tell her who he is. He stays silent. He says, why? Why do you say, why are you making dua that Allah never forgives Ali ibn Abi Talib? She says, my husband went to war with him and he was killed in battle. And now look at these orphans. My life is a mess. The Imam alayhi salam, when he heard that, it broke his heart. The Imam, he walks with her. He says, let me get you some more food. He brings food. He says to her that, would you like me to cook for you and your family? I want to offer you some help. Would you like me to cook, or I can play with your children, with the orphans? She says, I'll cook. You just keep the orphans entertained. The Imam, he gets down on his knees and he starts playing with them. Have you ever seen any warrior like this? Any president, any prime minister? Maybe they'll do it if there are cameras. If there are cameras, they might do it. But there's no one there. The Imam doesn't even disclose his identity. Imagine Amir al-Mu'mineen playing with these children as if he is their slave. The woman's neighbor comes into the house. She had seen Ali ibn Abi Talib before. She sees Amir al-Mu'mineen. She says, what's happening? She says to the woman that this is Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is the commander of the faithful. He's babysitting your children. What's the matter with you? The woman didn't know what to say. The moment she realized that this is Ali ibn Abi Talib, she remembered cursing him. She said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, please forgive me. I didn't mean what I said. The Imam says, no, no, no. The Imam says, I want you to forgive me. Look at the humility of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is the same man who kills Amr ibn Wadd al-Amri, who is Asadullah al-Ghalib, humbling himself before a widow and her orphans. So he was courageous, but he had a very soft heart.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
And the continuation of this program, today's special from IRIB English Radio, Life Lessons from Nahjul Balagha. This is today's lesson, Try and Remain Positive. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, It is a pity that after all the ups and downs I have been through, by Allah, the son of Abu Talib is more familiar with death than an infant with the breast of its mother. I have hidden knowledge. If I disclose it to you, will I start trembling like ropes in deep wells? No matter what the day throws at you or what you've been through, try and remember the plight of Imam Ali. Take a strength from their resilience in times and hardships. Try and do your best to make every day better than the last.
Ali, 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 Haydar, Haydar, Haydar. Ali, 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 Haydar, Haydar, Haydar.
With today's special, we go and learn about policy-making features in the mannerisms of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Even with the enemies, he would speak with logic. One of the characteristics of the political behavior of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, was that he spoke with reason to his enemies and opponents. He even used to reason with Muawiyah during his correspondence with him. After Talha and Zubair pledged allegiance to the commander of the faithful, they left Medina and went towards Mecca with the excuse that they intended to go on a Hajj pilgrimage. The commander of the faithful was vigilant. From the beginning, he used to say that they do not intend to go on Hajj pilgrimage. They left and hatched certain plots. Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Both of you frown over small matters and leave aside big ones." He said that they use insignificant matters as tools for creating discord, that they ignore many positive aspects, and that they intended to show enmity and disobey his commands. Despite these things, the commander of the faithful spoke in a humble manner to them. He explained that he was not about creating enemies for himself. So he showed tolerance.
In society, when you look at people, don't determine what the truth is through people. Just because so-and-so person said this, that means this is true. Just because my father has this opinion, then it's true. Just because my wife says this, then that's it. According to some husbands, what their wives say is wahyul munzal. It's revelation. You cannot challenge it, you cannot doubt it, not even in your heart. Now, to the contrary, you have husbands who are so stubborn, they'll not accept anything that their wife tells them. The complete opposite. They know it's right, but because the wife said it, no, I'm not going to accept it. The Imam is teaching you in your society, just because so-and-so said this, or your cousin has this belief, or your family member, or your friends, don't consider that the truth, and don't try to discover the truth through people. First, come to know what the truth is. اعرف الحق تعرف أهله. Then you'll realize who's on the truth, who's implementing the truth, who's upholding the truth, and who's not. This is a golden formula that the Imam alayhi salam lays out for us in Nahj al-Balagha. However, there's one exception to this golden rule. One very beautiful exception, which the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. He brings it to our attention. The Prophet, peace be upon him, according to an authentic hadith, he said, "Aliyun ma'al haq wal haqqu ma'a Ali." If you want to know what the truth is, first see what the truth is, then look at people, except when it comes to Ali ibn Abi Talib. You look at him, you see the truth. You look at the truth, you see him. They are inseparable.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. This is the end of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And as you know, we spoke about the justice of Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the next episode. And till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي حيدار 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 يا حيدار 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 يا
Food for thought.
Hello everyone. Let us reflect upon what the Holy Prophet's ninth infallible successor, Imam Muhammad al-Taghi al-Jawad, peace be upon him, has said about what God revealed to one of the prophets for the guidance of mankind. Your asceticism will give you comfort. Your devotion to me will endear you to me. But did you avoid my enemies and cherish my devotees?
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about a very important topic, and that is the importance of making peace between people. This is a topic that has been alluded to in many places in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ The verily, the faithful are indeed brothers. فَاسْلَهُ بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ So therefore, make peace between your brothers and be wary of Allah so that you may receive His mercy. Right? So making peace between two people, two believers, is a virtue and has been praised in the Holy Quran. In another verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. There is no good in much of their secret talks, excepting him who enjoins charity and what is right or reconciliation between people. And whoever does that, seeking Allah's pleasure, soon we shall give him a great reward. Right? So this is a virtue which has been praised in the Holy Quran and has been promised a great reward. In this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad speaks about this virtue. He says, Shall I inform you of something that holds a higher status than fasting, praying, and giving charity? Then the Prophet answered by saying, Making peace between people, for verily sowing dissension between people is indeed calamitous. It's a very bad thing. Dissension, fitna. We say in Arabic or in Persian, this is something very bad, facade, corruption, strife between people, right? Sowing it. Conversely, making peace between people, you know, it has a great reward and it has a great repercussion both in this world and in the hereafter. In the same vein, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "A charitable act most loved by Allah." Is reconciling between people if they have fallen out and bringing them together when they have become distant from one another. Because, you know, unity, you know, the unity of Islamic society is something very important, you know. It is the means by means of which we secure the continuation and the subsistence of the Islamic nation. And in all the problems that we are seeing today in the Islamic world, all of this stems from, or at least one of the problems that this stems from, is the lack of unity that Muslims have with one another. Perhaps this is the reason why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following to one of his companions, Al-Mufaddal. He said, If you see two people from amongst our followers, Shia, fighting over property or the like, use my money to settle the dispute. This is an interesting hadith. Even the Imam even gives permission to use the money, his own money, or the Baytul Mal, or you know, the money which is the right of the Imam himself. He says he gives him permission, his companion, to use it to make peace between people. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of making peace between people in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجيك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Here again, we are with some of the students of Xavier International School, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider, and also Hassan Nasrullah. So, in today's Quranic session, inshallah, we will be working on Ayah 262 of Surah Al-Baqarah on page 44. So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, please hold your Qurans. Turn to page 44 of the Quran Karim, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 262. Before we start our class, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
All right, nice recitation. Hassan, Hussein, Fawad and Ali Nasir. So the same as our previous sessions, I will read once. Make sure you listen and repeat. All right?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا.
الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا
ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم
ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أنهم أجرهم عند ربهم
لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
أحسنتم ما شاء الله الله Almighty bless you إن شاء الله الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah Almighty and then after they spent their wealth in the way of Allah Almighty they do not follow up their donation they are, do not follow up their charity with what with reproaches or reproachful or for example with expressing like you donate someone okay You donate someone something, and you then after that, you tell them it was me who helped you. That was my money. That was mine. Okay, you had nothing. Expressing like this, yeah. So you are invalidating. You are making your charity batil. Invalidate your charity. So Allah Almighty says,
those who spent their wealth in the way of Allah Almighty and then do not follow up with what they have spent with reproaches and affronts, they shall have their reward near their Lord. So what does it mean? It means if they express so, yes? For example, you helped someone, he was a poor person, on the street you saw someone, he was asking you for money, you help him, and then the next day you saw, you see him, okay, you say, oh, you are that poor person that I helped you, yes? You invalidated your charity. The thawab that you were going to get, okay, you will no longer get it. Okay? Or, for example, in front of, for example, one of your friends needs a lot of money, so much, needs you so much, okay? Your help, okay? Your efforts. For example, they ask you, please help me pass the exam. Help me with my studies. I should pass the exam, okay? So you help him. The other day, in front of others, you say, you lazy student, I was the one who helped you. You were nothing, okay? So this is disrespecting. In this case, we actually invalidate. This way, we invalidate our charity, our donation, okay? We will have no reward. If we do not do this, give charity for the sake of Allah Almighty, okay? And do not express favor, okay? This way, yes, they shall have their reward near their Lord.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So that was the message of this ayah. Make sure, inshallah, you refer to the Tafasir book for more explanation, inshallah. So, we'll move on to the Tajweed rules. Yes, Hassan? Hussein?
Yes.
Yes? So, brothers and sisters, the very, very important Tajweed rules, inshallah, we'll mention. Make sure you note them down and practice them well. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ. The first and foremost, the first and most important ones, here are the pronunciations of the letters. Okay? الَّذِينَ. ذَال has to be pronounced correctly. يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. Ha should be pronounced correctly. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He, not he. ثُمَّ. The letter tha. Can you find the next letter? لَا يُتْبِعُونَ. عَيْن. عَيْن should be pronounced correct. Not لَا يُتْبِعُونَ. U with u are different. For English speakers, it's actually difficult. Ayn and ghain are the two most difficult letters. I've been working with one of my students, okay? He's like almost 7 years. He cannot do the ayn because he doesn't have the articulation. The ayn and ghain. It's very difficult for him. But alhamdulillah, to some extent, he is doing it now. After like some months, he is now doing it. So, we're doing the alphabet letters. So, we finished and he's now, alhamdulillah, learned it. So, guys, make sure you pronounce the letter Ayn correctly. Mannan wala adha again. Dhal and Hamza. They are different. Hamza and Ayn, yes? Lahum ajruhum ha. عند ربهم ها ولا خوف عليهم عينا ها ولا هم يحزنون ها. So these letters are important. ذال ثا حا ها عين همزة. Very important. Other ones are easy. Now, Hussein, what do you think the first Tajweed rule, which is important? Can you find any of them? الذين.
Yes, so the pronunciation of letter tha.
Yeah, we mentioned it.
Yes, then uh-huh. Letter tha.
No, let's finish. We talked about the pronunciations. So, any other rules? Ikhfa. There is an ikhfa rule. Where is it, Fawad?
Yunfiquna.
Yun. Noon shouldn't be pronounced clearly. We should hide the sound of noon. Why?
Because
of the rule ikhfa. Fa, the letter fa tells you the rule ikhfa should be applied here. MashaAllah, Hassan. Yunfiquna, instead, we say We read it this way. Yunfiquna, yunfiquna. The ghunna sound, the nasal sound comes, okay? We produce the nasal sound, and we hide the sound of noon. Yunfiquna, alladhina yunfiquna, yunfiquna. Ali Nasir, read it. Alladhina yunfiquna.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الذين ينفقون
أحسنتم everyone الذين ينفقون
الذين ينفقون
أحسنتم ينفقون great أموالهم في سبيل الله the pronunciation of the letter لام in the word Allah سبيل الله an A sound why?
Because there is a kasra.
There is a kasra sound before the word Allah. So the rule says, if there was a kasra sound, pronounce the letter lam in the word Allah with an a sound, light sound.
Lightly.
But if there is a fatha sound or a dhamma sound, okay, produce the sound, a heavy sound, la with the letter la. That's it. Fi sabilillahi. Repeat.
Fi sabilillahi.
Do not pronounce it. Fi sabilillahi. No. Next one. Thumma.
Idgham.
Idgham. Actually, ghunna. Idgham. Or mim mushaddad. Actually, the rule of mim mushaddad.
Yes.
La yutbi'una ma anfaqu. Anfaqu. Again, ikhfa. It's clear. Yes? Because fa is again afternoon. So, okay. Ma. Is the mad wajib?
No.
Okay. It's not wajib because mad and hamza are not in the same word. Mannan plus waw, mannaw.
Idgham.
Mannaw wa la adhan. Adhan, join it with lam in the word lahum. Adhan lahum. La, there is one la, stopping sign. It tells you don't stop here. La, don't stop here. Continue reading. Lahum ajruhum. Ajruhum, jim, sakin. قلقل أجرهم عند ربهم إخفاء ولا خوف عليهم خوف عليهم إظهار read it clearly خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الحمد لله that was all from us in this session about the tajweed rules about the explanation make sure Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir and Fawad you practice them well inshallah okay all right brothers and sisters as you are listening to us please keep in your mind that you have to practice them well. See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Please stay with us. And IRIB English Radio will be here with you, inshallah, every day with a Quranic session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
Allah
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, As'aluka bihaqqika wa qudsika wa azami sifatika wa asma'ik An taj'al awqati min al-layli wal-nahari bidhikrika ma'mura بخدمتك موصولا وأعمالي عندك مقبولا حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدا وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا
Dear listeners, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. As'aluka bihaqqika wa qudsika wa a'zami sifatik. I ask you by your truth, by your holiness, and the greatness of your attributes and names. An taj'ala awqati min al-layli wa an-nahar bi-dhikrika ma'mura. That you make my times in the night and the day inhabited by your remembrance, وَبِخِدْمَتِكَ مَوْصُولَهُ and joined to your service. وَأَعْمَالِي عِنْدَكَ مَقْبُولَهُ and my acts acceptable to you, حَتَّى تَكُونَ أَعْمَالِي وَأَوْرَادِي كُلُّهَا وِرْدًا وَاحِدًا so that my acts and my prayers may all be single litany. وَحَالِي فِي خِدْمَتِكَ سَرْمَدًا and my occupation with your service everlasting. We were discussing the conditions of acceptance of our supplications, specifically our deeds, and one of the most important conditions was the sincerity in our actions and in our hub and bughd. This sincerity is so important that our traditions are replete with instances of the infallibles supplicating to the Lord, mentioning different aspects of sincerity in the love of Allah and its place, which is qalb, or the heart. About this, we were addressing one important question. We said that this meaning, this implication we explained, seems to be in contrast with the nature of human beings, this meaning of sincerity that we brought forth. But we said that sincerity in love of Allah does not mean rejection of human fitrah, and it means rather directing one's love according to what Allah likes and dislikes. So sincerity in the love of Allah does not result in the destruction of human nature. It does not cause any disturbance in it. Rather, it entails a somehow reconstruction, remaking of the structure of love and hatred in human life based on this new criterion, which is beautifully presented by Islam. Accordingly, the natural love and inclination of man remains intact, but within a new arrangement. And for this very reason, there has been enormous emphasis in the Islamic narrations on the value of love of Allah for Allah. For instance, Imam Ali alayhi salam is narrated to have said, "Love Allah, for Allah is the closest kinship." He is also reported to have said, "Love of Allah is much stronger than the womb relation." Oh.
beseech you by your glory and honor, by your supremely high attributes, and by your names, to cause me to utilize my time day and night in your remembrance by engaging myself in serving you, and to let my deeds be acceptable to you, so much so that all my actions and offerings may be transformed into one continuous and sustained effort, and my life may take the form of constant and perpetual service to you, O my Master, O you upon whom I rely, O you unto whom I express my distress.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, feeling the peace all around, seeing things we could never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever, the feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
These expressions of the Ahlul Bayt and Imam Ali alayhi salam are precise, and they depend on an important intellectual principle. There is indeed a diversity of blood relationships and close ties in the lives of people. The firmest of these relations is the womb relation. Now, according to this tradition of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that says love of Allah is much stronger than the womb relation, the relation with Allah is much stronger even than the womb relation. So, if a person ties his love and attachment to this relation, if he succeeds in organizing his love and hatred based on it, then all his relations would become the strongest and the most perfect of relations. The reason they would become the firmest of relations is that if a relation is for the sake of other than Allah, then it is susceptible to change and upheaval, as it can be affected with things which can alter the attitude of a person toward the other. But if the love of the person for his brother in faith is for the sake of Allah, then it would be firm and strong and more enduring in the face of different conflicting elements and factors. So this is how important this sincerity of love is. This is reflected in our tradition sometimes under the title of loving Allah for the Almighty Allah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah. I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. And in this program, we try to answer your questions, queries, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University, Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's an honor.
Well, Professor, we have been discussing about the issues of adolescents. We have one of the questions from a father from Netherlands who says he has two daughters. One is 16 and one is 18. The one who is 18 years old is quite different from the one who is 16. Well, I'm concerned about the one who is 16 years old because she has gadget in her hands for at least 8 hours a day. How do I teach this teenage girl the time management?
Yes, of course, sisters, siblings, even twins are not
of the same nature.
So it's a very difficult situation, of course, that we find two sisters and siblings different from each other and have to manage them separately. We can't